Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. It's a freaking nightmare right now. Housing affordability crisis, decades in the making, explodes during the election year. Today's America makes the dream of home ownership seem like just a far fantasy. And it's true, the mismatch of booming demand met with low supply is making it really difficult for people who aspire to the goal of home ownership. We get it. The idea of finding an affordable home you love may feel as likely as winning the lottery right now. But don't lose hope yet. We're here to take you on a deep dive into the heart of the housing crisis issue, why housing costs are so high, what type of challenge younger generations are facing, and how to make home ownership more accessible, even in today's volatile economy. So let's dive in.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve. Now, before we get into the solution of any problem, we first have to identify what's actually going on. Because, of course, we all know that housing costs continue to rise and the mortgage rates are through the literal roof of the house that no one can even afford to buy. But the question is, why? How did we get to this point in the first place?
Well, to illustrate the main housing crisis issue, imagine a giant ancient tree. It's keep going upward, right? Or sprouting new branches that eventually sprout their own branches. And so on. The problem is that as this particular tree grows taller and wider, its roots aren't keeping up with the rate of its growth.
Do you see where we're going with this yet? The upward growth of the tree is representative of America's growing population, and the roots that aren't growing nearly as fast represents the housing supply.
As you can imagine, there are plenty of reasons why America's housing supply isn't keeping up with the demand.
We definitely saw some major setbacks with the pandemic in 2020, since new developments were put on hold due to labor shortages and disruption in building material supply. But honestly, the beginning of the housing crisis started long before that.
Yep, that's right. The greatest setback for America's housing supply happened in 2007 with the Great Recession, and the real estate has never been the same ever since. It's like we're just playing catch up this whole time, trying to meet the needs of about 3 million new homes annually and usually only make it about halfway there.
It's really no wonder that we've reached this level of supply and demand imbalance that we have. It's been happening slowly over the course of almost 2 decades.
While new homes developments still face regulatory hurdles that slow them down, there's also a golden handcuff effect that's happening to the long-time homeowners today.
People who bought properties many years ago may have low locked-in mortgage rates, giving them very little incentive to sell anytime soon. The result? Far fewer homes are being put on the market now than in previous years.
So you can say that the soil around the giant tree roots is really rocky and not really super conducive to the healthy growth. But the branches? Those sticks are growing like crazy. We're talking about a US population growth of about 1.8 million people annually, which is equivalent to dropping Phoenix-sized city to the map every year.
Until supply can catch up with the ever-growing demand for homes, we'll continue to face these struggles. Does hearing this make you feel like home ownership is in fact the impossible pipe dream it now seems to be?
If so, don't fret. We got so much to share here. You see, giving up now and walking away from the goal of home ownership would be like stopping a movie right at the height of the conflict, right? If you turn it off there, you're stuck in the struggle and never get to see that happy ending. So don't walk away just yet. There's more to this story.
Home ownership can still be a viable goal for younger generations who take on the current obstacles with the right knowledge and strategic action.
For members of the millennial and Gen Z generations, learning how to navigate the housing shortage is yet another obstacle to work on after facing complicated economic uncertainties and changing job landscape already. These generations are already prime and ready to take on the challenges of becoming homeowners while also creating a lasting change in the economic landscape moving forward. The unique challenges of navigating the real estate housing market require some shifts in strategies and an openness to innovative solutions like increasing housing densities or advocating for financial incentives that make building affordable houses possible. The home ownership dreams might not be as simple as it was back then. Save money, find a house, buy a house, live happily ever after. But learning how to adapt and navigate the real estate landscape can ensure that a home ownership happy ending is not entirely out of reach. Now, let's zoom out for a second so we can get a full picture of what really needs to happen to make homeownership a more accessible reality. Having a desire to own your own home is a great first step because, of course, you need to have that motivation for accomplishing what we're about to discuss, right? But desire on its own is not enough to create any sort of worthwhile changes. Someone with a strong desire to lose weight won't actually make any actual progress until they start actually adjusting their entire lifestyle. If they want to make lasting physical change, they need to focus on the overall health, adjusting things like mindset, diet, exercise routine, and daily habits before they can expect to make progress towards their goals. Besides that, oh my God. Indeed, right? This is also true when it comes to pursuing home ownership in the midst of the housing crisis. You may already have that desire to buy a home, but making your dream a reality means focusing on your entire financial health, so to speak. Understand how to manage your personal finance and strategically plan for your future is how you ultimately overcome the turbulence of the economy. As a whole, financial literacy is something that is unfortunately lacking from America's education system, but that doesn't mean it should be ignored. People who are able to take their financial literacy into their own hands have a much better chance at adapting to the curveball of life and reaching the goals no matter what's on their path. We're talking about self-education here, but not just on topics of personal finance. You see, addressing the housing crisis and making home ownership more accessible require a multifaceted approach. Being able to personally budget, save, and plan for the future is one part of the solution, but aspiring homeowners should also arm themselves with the knowledge of things like mortgage financing nuances and the impact of housing trends on housing affordability. The truth is, there's no easy road to wealth and success, but empowering yourself to make informed, knowledge-based financial decisions will set you up for a brighter future. And of course, the more people who start taking their own financial futures into their hands, the better. Slowly, we can start turning the tide of the economy through financial and real estate education, strategic planning, and the desire to make home ownership a much more accessible reality for all. We can make effective changes for ourselves, for our families, and even future generations. So let's get to work, show me.
We have the power and the potential to overcome the housing crisis, and it all starts today with focused, mindful steps towards a very worthwhile goal. Check out this episode on how to get rich with million-dollar lessons we wish we knew earlier.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.